On the line, we have Ibrahim Al-Mahdi to talk about what's happening in Yemen. Welcome, Ibrahim.
Hi, good morning, Zain, and good morning to all respected audience.
So,
what's happening?
Yeah, what are the origins of the Houthi rebellion in Yemen, and what do the Houthis stand for, and what was the government like until recently?
First, I'll just brief you and the audience about the situation, because there are no much of news about Yemen coming in the media, and I think with everyone I speak to, I see that the picture is highly distorted, and no one understands what's the situation. Mm. And the situation is a bit messy. But overall, the clear fact or the base fact is that the situation in Yemen is tragic. Mm. After 2 years of external military aggression that killed and injured more than 32,000 Yemenis, and the economic blockade that's driving more than 20 million people to the edge of famine. So there is actually, to define it properly, there is a war. It's not a civil war. It's an external aggression committed by the neighboring countries, the Gulf countries, and supported by some of the Western countries. They utilize the political divide happening in Yemen. Mm. So they intervened to support one party against the other. So they support the overthrown president, who was overthrown by a revolution led by Al-Houthi group. The Al-Houthi group is just part of the Yemeni people. They have their political program. They have their agendas, just like any political group. The latest development took the situation from being an internal matter to being an international world problem and an international a huge humanitarian disaster. Hmm. Due to the intervention by external forces, which doesn't care much about the interest of the people and the citizens, and they pretty much destroyed most of the infrastructure in the country, which made living conditions very horrible for people in Yemen.
Hmm. One of the things that gets talked about on the news is people say that the Houthis are an Iranian, front group. Is that true? You said that the Houthis are of the people. I was just wondering if you could tell us a bit more about how that rebellion came about and a bit more about what they stand for, and really how closely are they linked or not linked to the Iranian government?
I can't really talk on their behalf about how is the relationship with the Iranians and so on. Hmm. But I think this is a big political agenda that is being used by intervening countries, by the Saudi coalition, to justify a huge war. Mm. And the war is just to bring their allies back to the government. So the Houthis are a group in Yemen. They have their religious background, they have their political aspirations, but they are not different than anyone else in the country. They have there are other groups who are loyal to the Saudis and the Muslim Brotherhood and so Sunni sects and Shia sects. So there is a sort of orientation towards the Shia, but it's not that they, as they represent in the media, that they are agents of the Iranians. There is no proof about that. There is no proof that the Iranians are intervening in the way that we see that the Saudis are intervening in the Yemeni affairs. It is just political propaganda to justify this huge war. So, it's just another, it is within the internal context of Yemen. there are several groups, there are several forces fighting to get, or actually trying to get to the authority, to the power, and it's been intense the past 5-6 years, but it was within the let's say within the household of Yemen. And it hasn't been taken out until the last 2 years, when the Saudis decided to support and pack their allies and to use the military force and to push the Houthis back from Sana'a and other cities, which apparently they were not successful of doing, and they're just causing a mess in the country.
And so... I understand. Was there a dictatorship in Yemen before this rebellion? What was the government like before that?
It was democratic, but in a bizarre way. I mean, the leader was ruling the country, has been ruling the country for 30 years. So the first movement by the Yemeni of people in 2011 tried to push this ruler of the authority. So there was a sort of revolution, and almost every political group participated in that, including Houthis, including the ones who are fighting the Houthis now. They were in the same line, trying to take the previous leader, whose name Ali Abdullah Saleh, from the authority, from power. And then when this had happened, a new temporary president was appointed for 2 years. And this president apparently did not do well. People were not happy, not satisfied. All political groups also were not happy with his performance. However, the Houthi group named Ansarullah tried to lead the movement to push this temporary president out. So there was a leader who was running Yemen for about 33 years, followed by a temporary president for 2 years, and it was overthrown again. And the same way that the first president was overthrown, and now the groups who support the temporary president seek help from the Saudis, and the Saudis, actually, they have intervened in this without much of consultation with the Yemeni people. The Yemeni people were in the table of negotiation, trying to discuss the next phase after the temporary president, and this war just started out of nothing. Just, it was surprising to everyone.
And how influential is that ongoing U.S. military support to the Saudi regime and to the Saudi kind of intervention and war in Yemen?
Well, the American support is very essential to the Saudis. Without it, they would not be able to intervene in Yemen. So they actually announced the war from Washington. So the Saudi ambassador in Washington announced that war, and there is ongoing support, logistical support, and perhaps military. We don't know. I mean, but for sure is there is a weapon sale, huge weapon sales to the Saudi regime, and I think this is what actually what makes these democratic countries twist their values, because there is huge benefit of weapon sales and these things to the Saudi coalition, who pays a lot for any sort of services and media coverage and political support. So it's fundamental. Sadly, this support is happening and still continues to happen by many Western countries.
And I've just heard in the news recently about an outbreak of cholera in Yemen.
Yes. The humanitarian situation is an important topic to talk about. The Yemen is under economic blockage since 2 years, and this is causing a lot of disruption in the in people's life and people's ability to reach medicine and reach food. So there are some supplies happening or coming to the country, but very limited, less than the need. And also, when these supplies come, they come like in doubles of the price because of the hardships and because of the increased prices of the shipment and insurance and everything. So the military intervention caused a lot of damage, side damage. Like even if the company, if the business is sending shipments to Yemen, these products reach the country with a high cost. The other aspect is lack of money power. So the Yemen is not allowed to export oil or like manage its own affairs just to keep the economy going. So there's lack of ability to buy. Purchasing power has declined tremendously. So even this middle class of people who used to be able to at least fulfill their needs, they are not able to fulfill their needs. They're facing hardships in that. So there's serious lack of... Yes.
Very sorry. We've got to wrap it up because the next show are coming in.
I'm speaking about the cholera. So the hospital services has been affected a lot. The medicine is not available much, and the lack of medical staff and medical facilities, and also an ability to do the cleaning for the streets and cities.
I'm very sorry, Ibrahim. We've really got to wrap it up, but
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah. Thanks heaps for speaking to us this morning, and Ibrahim Al-Mahdi, we might get Ibrahim back on another time too to talk to us about Yemen again. Thanks again, Ibrahim.
Thanks, Hussein. Just for anyone who wants to be in touch with us, we have an email, Yemen Community in Melbourne, ycmelbourne@gmail.com.
Cool. All right. Thanks. All right.
Thanks.